This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban insurgents entered Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, on Sunday as the United States evacuates diplomats from its embassy by helicopter, and a government minister said power will be handed over to an interim administration. The developments cap a lightning advance by the Islamist militants who were ousted from Kabul 20 years ago by U.S.-led forces after the September 11th attacks on the United States. A Taliban spokesman claims the group is in talks with the government for a peaceful surrender of Kabul. The collapse of the Afghan government defense has stunned diplomats. Just last week, a U.S. intelligence estimate said Kabul could hold out for at least 3 months. Kabul residents say many streets are clogged by cars and people either trying to rush home or reach the airport. Afghans fled the provinces to enter the capital in recent days, fearing a return to hardline Islamist rule. Haitians worked overnight to pick through shattered buildings in search of friends and relatives trapped in the rubble after a devastating earthquake struck the Caribbean country on Saturday, killing more than 300 people and injuring many more. The 7.2 magnitude quake flattened hundreds of homes in the impoverished country, which is still clawing its way back from another major trembler 11 years ago and has been without a head of state since the assassination of its president last month. Southwestern Haiti bore the brunt of the blow, and by Saturday evening, Haitian officials had registered at least 304 fatalities and more than 1,800 people injured. Churches, hotels, hospitals, and schools were badly damaged or destroyed. The quake sent tremors traveling as far as Jamaica and Cuba. At the Vatican, Pope Francis urges nations to send quick aid. This is VOA.